of Yeshua Falak.
Okay, Rabbi. Today we're going to continue the inyanim of Chazaka b'mitzvos and Srara. In other words, there's one idea of Srara. Srara means that a person, say, was in charge of something. He's the melech. He's in charge of something. But then you can have a concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs. In other words, say a person was the one who always had the schus to donate the wine for Havdalah in the shul, or the oil for the menorah in the shul. So it's not like he's in charge of somebody or something. Yeah, but in other words, he was zocher in that mitzvah. So, and a shliach tzibur, what's the story of a shliach tzibur also? In other words, he was always the Baal Shachris in the shul for the Yomim Noraim. So it's not like he's, you know, domineering over somebody, but he had that particular... So are those two things the same? Chazaka b'mitzvahs and Srara, are those two different things? And what's the halacha in each one? So there's a fascinating tshuvas about this. The Magen Avraham, it's interesting, the Magen Avraham quotes these svarim, the Mishpatei Shmuel. You see, it's so interesting. You look at Magen Avraham, it's like one line, and he quotes you so much, and there's no way that anyone could really fully understand what the Magen Avraham meant. It's one line. You look at page 12. He has one line, and it's in Rosh Tevus. Look three lines from the bottom in the Magen Avraham on page 12. Three lines from the bottom. Page 12. Three lines from the bottom. I'm going to Tzadik. In the parentheses. You see that? In the parentheses. Mem Shin. Wow. Nun Vav. Bei Zayin. It's Chinese. So how can you even know what he's talking about? So, I mean, he tells you a little bit what he's talking about. The Mem Shin is the Mishpatei Shmuel. You see, now that we have the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, then he sees Mem Shin. He tells you it's a Mishpatei Shmuel. And who has a Mishpatei Shmuel in his library? So that's why we have the Goddess of the Library here, that you can get a Mishpatei Shmuel. I don't know too many people who own a Mishpatei Shmuel. In fact, I know nobody who owns a Mishpatei Shmuel. Take a look. Page 1. Harava Gol Morena Rav Shmuel Lebeis Kalai. Venezia.
Greece.
He grew up in Greece, you see?
If
you want to know anything, you know, you speak to Mr. Katan, he'll tell you about...
I just looked
it
up.
Italy. Italy?
Venezia is Italy, but he was born in Greece.
He was born in Greece.
Whatever.
So this thing, Zichron Aaron, they print a lot of these... these things. Fascinating. So, basically, this is the story. Sheila Nun Gimel, on page 2, he wants to know about... So you have a Chevra Kadisha, who's a group of maybe 5-10 people who are osek in the mitzvah of Kvura in this community. And now another group wants to form. So do they have a right, this new group, to say, okay, now we want to do it? Or do we say, no, these people have a chazaka. You can't just say, okay, we're taking over the Chevra Kadisha. And say that they're equally qualified, let's say. Assume that, you know. Do we say you have to give turn? Or do we say, no, these people are muksak? Right, so the others can claim we'll do the same hidurim. So what's the story? So he has... a discussion here. Also, Sachar Isi Michtavcha. Oh! Okay. Put on my helmet.
He says, I have your letter. He says, the old Chevra Kadisha cannot say we're here forever. They can't say that. They were already 10 years. He says, they don't have a lifetime monopoly that to stop someone else from. The low Damula Ben Hamelch Zachar B'Malchus, Chaim Ben Cohen, the Zachar B'Chuna Gedola, the Shani Hossam. You see, if it's a Malchus, you're the Melech, so then it's yours forever. And after Admeh Esrim, you pass away, your son takes over. You see, a Srara is a dominion over something. In other words, I'm in charge of the people, dominion over people, on page 2. But in charge of the Chevra Kadisha, that's not a Srara. He says the din of that it's yours forever is in a srara. And furthermore, when the first chevra was, in, you know, they put them in, it was only for a certain amount of time. So he thinks that the after a certain amount of time, the first Chevra Kadisha has to step down and let other people give other people a chance. But what about the Yerushalmi that we said? Rabbi Talki was yelling at me last week about this Yerushalmi, about the Krushim, right? The Krushim in the north, the Krushim in the south, that they have a Chazaka. He says, no, Ein Lidmos, next paragraph, Inyan Zeh Lehedya, the Isub Yerushalmi, the Horius, the Ravashai, Rapabi, Rakimosa, Mishkan Kimishpoto, Keish Mishpot Le'etzim, Elekeresh Azochel, Yenosim B'tzofen, Yenosim B'tzofen. Whatever piece of wood that was in the north, stays in the north. The Mashav Shemrisha Zocha Zocha. The also Binyan Srar Pshita the Zochu Eilu Yos Kodmim. Even though Rabbi Talki pointed out that obviously the pieces of wood and it's not a Srar. We learned that from there. Like in a Smachta.
The Marvel went to the bathroom.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. One second. Aval Binyan Asiyas HaMitzvah. So he wants to make a chilek between mitzvahs and Srar. Srar means I'm in charge of the people. I'm in charge of, you know, I domineer over the people. So then that goes, could go l'olam v'ed. But he's saying the kvura is not a srara, it's just a what? It's a mitzvah. He says, you can't have a monopoly on a mitzvah. Everyone has a right to be involved. And a new group wants to form, and say we're going to be a Chevra Kadisha as well, they have a right. Culture came Mitzvah Kvura. Mitzvah Kvura is a very important mitzvah. Ech no Mashael Yasu Mitzvah Elo Yasu Klau. And last three lines. I mean, don't you done Ech no Mashael Yasu Mitzvah Elo Yasu Klau. Einesvar no Senezer Klau. Kikulam Rotzim Lazakos. Now you say Bishlama im hakihilos beru le'elu. In other words, if they were chosen by the kihila, uminu osam midas kulam, and everyone agreed,
So maybe. They were Zocha.
But if the Chevra Kedisha just, when the community just started, there were 10 people that got together and said, you know, we're going to take care of the Kvura. They weren't appointed, and everyone probably was happy. The 10 people, you know, came forward and said, we want to do it. They weren't appointed by the Kehila. So then, but if they were appointed, maybe in a Hanami, then they can't. But they were, these people were not appointed. So he thinks that the other people have a right to take instead of them. Ksav, yeah. Yeah, but that's what the Mishpatei Shmuel says. Now, who is he? We discussed that before you came in. Look in the Shar Blot on page 1. Oh. But what about the Marshach? Now on page 3 we have the Marshach. Is that the same as the Marsheshach? The Kos Yeshuas. Who? What does it say on your phone? Who wrote the Kos Yeshuas? Oh, you have a phone here? The Kos Yeshuas from the Marshach, Marsheshach. Is that the same?
1540 to 1602, also from Greece. Born in Greece and was...
Who, the Marshach?
Yeah, and he made a...
Was he the same as the Marsheshach, or the, who wrote the Kos Yeshuas? Arthur, what do you say?
Shlomo
HaKohen.
There's a...
Marshach. I wrote the Marshach, but there was a Marshach. Is it the same as the Marsheshach? Kos Yeshuas. He's quoted in the Hakdamah to the Eglei Tal. Rabbi Mandelbaum Zatzal. Beresh Mandelbaum, who was the librarian in the YU library from 1948 to 1998. We had a close connection. I wasn't there in 48, but, but I was there in 98. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. If we have to check if it's the same person or not. So he goes back. He's Gedolei HaPoskim from almost the time of the Beis Yosef, and he is going to have another opinion on this matter. Take a look here on page 4. Oh, Shmuel, it's a different person. Okay, it's a different person. Okay. Page 4. So he talks about this Shaila as well. He discusses this Shaila about the Chevra Kadisha, the old one and the new one. And in the end, he writes, look on the arrow on the left side, Sof Dover. She'anoshim ha-gedumim zochu b'mitzvosim. He disagrees with the Mishpatei Shmuel. He says, no, if you were involved in a mitzvah, and you were doing it, I mean, we're talking about a communal mitzvah, you know, everyone puts on their own tefillin today, it's not a question. But it's a communal mitzvah, so I'm doing it. If this chevra's doing it, then this chevra's not doing it. So he says, Sof Dovash Anoshim HaKidumim, the original Chevra Kadisha, Zohu B'mitzvosim, Umisha Yirtzel Hotziya Miyideyem Aveirahi Miyado. Someone wants to replace them, it's an Aveira. Vein Roy La Soso V'harbos B'rayesu Lohag Harbe V'yigiyas Bosa. Don't bring me Rayes. V'var V'isi V'chtov Kikidol V'izos Kosa Balator. You know, Misha Shofach, if you learn in Chulin this year, what's the halacha? That if a person shechs the chaya, an oaf, so then there's a mitzvah of kisui adam. So who has a right to do the kisui adam? Who gets the first crack? The shochet. V'shocha v'kisa. Misha shofach hu yichase. Misha shofach yichase. V'im kodem acher v'kisa. So
So the Mishpatei Shmuel said that what? That if you have a Chevra Kadisha, listening, you have a Chevra Kadisha, they was always in charge, and then a new Chevra Kadisha wants to come and replace them, they have a right to. They have a right to. You can't hog a mitzvah for yourself. In other words, when it's a srara, so then you're the melech, you're the rav, whatever, you have a srara. So then you can't be replaced. But if it's just a mitzvah, then you could be replaced because no one has a monopoly on a mitzvah. The Marshach disagrees. And he says no, on page four, that if you have a mitzvah, you have a chazaka to the mitzvah. He says, "Kol shekein benidon nidon ve'elu anoshim shechziku b'mitzvah zeh kama shanim she'ein roshay shum odom lotzi miyodom." I mean, what's the process of how they're going to remove it?
You tell them, you know, have a nice life, you know. He gave them three years.
He allowed the first fruit.
So this, I mean, how do you just tell the other people, you know?
You mean what's going to cause them to leave?
Yeah, there's going to be a tremendous amount of evil here.
Yeah, a lot of...
Well,
that's what he mentioned before.
What?
Let's assume. I mean, he mentioned that, Harav Heschlita mentioned that before you came.
But, so how do you just tell someone that...
How do you just some...
You know, we're taking over.
So he writes here... I guess the people... He writes, the Rosh HaKohol will... We'll tell them to leave. Yeah, Arthur?
Rosh HaKohol. In other words, these people function at the pleasure of the Rosh HaKohol.
Right.
The Rosh HaKohol says, the first group is doing fine, keep them on the job.
So no, but he's saying that they have no right to say that. The Mishpatei Shmuel says that the Rosh HaKohol don't have a right to say that. The Rosh HaKohol are a mechuyev to dismiss the first group if there's another group that wants to do it.
Is there a vote or something like that?
No vote. It's you, in other words, no one could say the mitzvah is only for me, and I'm not going to let other people in. What are you saying, Arthur?
Yeah, there's a little bit of power, but like, you don't see it. Like, last week you were talking about hiring,
firing,
like, you know, official
kind of
position. It is. It's not
like
it's
ever
been a paid position, and if so, who would you, like...
Let's assume it's not a paid position. Let's assume
it's...
Yeah, we're going to talk about the stuff from last week also, but let's assume it's not a paid position. In other words, they want to get the schus. Yeah, they want it. They want to keep it. That's their thing, you know. And the Marshach says, no, you have a right to keep it. You have a right to keep it. Now the Gina Zvaradim makes an interesting point. In Chumen they point out this Gina Zvaradim. Yeah.
A lot of times the shop, let's say, okay, you bought that chicken, okay, kaduki
suvigal. Well, if the shochet doesn't want to do it, or he's not there.
Well, I give the shochet the chicken, the chef, well, not the chicken, the cow, the chef, the deer, the chef.
Yeah.
How? Why
should
he get the right?
If I want
to go to the next
one,
is that
you know
problem?
Yeah. Okay. We'll see. We're gonna see
right.
It soon. Maisa Shahaya.
So when I was born, I had certain bile, which was very well known bile for this purpose, not
we'll hear the name later.
And then so my older brother and me, we had the same mom, and then my younger brother, my mom wanted to get a different mom. Mm. She wanted to get someone else, but she knew this person or whatever, this person, you know, she knew it a long time ago, and she was an older mom. So she wanted to
And not to use the previous model.
So, yes, the previous model found out about it. So now when he's calling my mom, he's calling my mom.
What day was this? On day 3?
It's on day 8.5. Day 4, 5,
5 days.
Yeah, 5 days.
Yeah.
And my mom said, well, don't have to bring the life like you are. And I know for a long time. And we want to be able to raise the price. So it used to be $800, now you're charging like $1,200 for a person. It's a lot of money. So the question is, so what would we say about mom? Do they have a lot of money?
Well, it was, that's a little bit different because it was just because you used a particular. In other words, here we're talking about to take the person out of his position, whether it's a paid position, not paid position. But the question is, in other words, your case is a little bit different because it's not you're not firing him from being a moyel. You're just not using him. Mila can be very tricky. Oh, that if you use a certain kohen, they're supposed to.
So I don't know how long the chazaka goes here, but.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know. I have to look into. That's a good. Maybe I should make a packet on that. Elon, you're right. I'm not sure. You have to look into that chart. That deserves a packet of Neatzmo, I think. We'll talk about the Mila of Elon Sasson and its halachic ramifications. Okay. Now, Meginas Veradim quotes this Machlokes, the Mishpatei, if you look on page 8. I like the Ginnis Veradim. Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes him all the time, the Ginnis Veradim. He was a rabbi where? In Egypt. Correct? He was the rabbi in Egypt. Right? Migdolei Rabbani Eretz Mitzrayim. That's a whole discussion whether are you allowed to live in Egypt or not after, you know, the Rambam used to sign, you know, Moshe Ben Maimon over Hey Lavin B'chol Yom. So, they dispute whether that it's authentic or not. Okay. So he says like this. So he talks about, you know, whether your son takes over for you. We'll talk about that. He talks about a shochet and a bodek. And then he talks, the last paragraph on the right, he quotes the Mishpatei Shmuel. Quotes the Mishpatei Shmuel. And then he quotes the Rashach, here on the left side, Omnab, the second paragraph. So, because he's saying, you know, is there a chiluk between. So he writes like this: Nira Lomar, the whole midi the mitzvah, the havi, yeshom mala v'chashivus. He's saying like this: in other words, you want to make mechalik between, like the Mishpatei Shmuel wants to be mechalik between srara and mitzvah. But if it's a srara, I'm in charge of whatever. So then that srara could be mine, my son's, etc. But it's a mitzvah. The Mishpatei Shmuel says. So maybe that's different. Everyone has a right to do the mitzvah. So he's saying no. Every mitzvah, this is his key point, and the article of Truman explains this. Every mitzvah has a certain chashivas that you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah. So that is considered like a srara. Even though you're not domineering over anybody. You understand? But you're the one who's doing, you're doing the mitzvah in that community. You're part of the Chevra Kadisha who's doing that. So that's like a srar. In other words, his idea is that don't think srar is only if I'm, you know, I'm ruling over people. If I'm the one, here he's dealing with dead people. Now, he's the one that's, this Chevra, 10 people. They're the Chevra Kadisha. Now another 10 people want to come in and say, we want to have the opportunity also. So he says that the fact that they were doing the mitzvah till now, we're not talking about a mitzvah chiyuvi. I mean, everyone puts on tefillin. Everyone shakes lulav. We're talking about a mitzvah that's not going to be able to be done
but you know, like a communal mitzvah. He says, "Chol midi the mitzvah dehavi yesha malav hashivas. He godol scharam shal makaymi mitzvahs. Ayn l'rosa godol scharam malosim. Avdei melech basav adam yesh l'mala v'chashivas gedol l'yosim s'askim b'mitzvahs adonim. Kal v'chomer avdei melech." In other words, to do a mitzvah of Hashem, that's a chashivas. Just like we're going to see in this week's Parsha, the people who bring the Mikurim. So he says, so he's seemingly siding with the Marshach. Whereas you had this idea, you had the Chazakah, so then that's considered that's yours. They can't take it away from you. In other words, your Muchzak, he writes here in the footnote here in the Shreish Tzul. What? He's talking about the head of it, yeah. Not just anyone, yeah. Take a look at the Eliyahu Rabbah, the fascinating Eliyahu Rabbah, page 10 and 11. Eliyahu Rabbah. Now, you got to know that Rabbi Teleki is a big chassid of the Levush. Not everyone is a chassid of the Levush. Rabbi Teleki is into the Levush. And the Rabbi Shapiro points out, and Rabbi Teleki points out, that Eliyahu Rabbah is a perish on the Levush. What? Yeah, he wrote his own, right. On page 11, fascinating story. When the Kli Yoker passed away. Page 11. The Kli Yoker was from where? Lunchitz. Who else was from Lunchitz? Mrs. Chaya Gordin. Zichrono Levracha. You know Chaya from the library? Chaya was in the fifth floor of the library for many, many years. So she always would say that I am from Lunchitz, where the Kli Yoker was from.
Lunchitz?
What? Well, probably.
What happened to
Prague? She's from Lunchitz. Page 11. Vaniri is because of Pinchas Chaver Kadisha Shali, Gemilas Chasod in Paul Prague, Kshenifter Hagor Rabbeinu Harav Ephraim. That's the Kli Yoker. Maybe he moved then. Zichrono Levracha, Bo Talmidim, Maran of Rabbanon. So the Talmidim of the Kli Yoker came, V'ratzu L'taro, and they wanted to do the Taro, the Talmidim. V'omru K'shemes Talmid Chacham Yosef Roy L'tar Talmidim. So they said, if Talmid Chacham dies, the Talmidim should get the right to do the Tara on the Rebbe. Ulas asikimo. V'shalachnu lagol moreinu harav Yeshaya. Who's that? Who's that, the Shalah? What? Yeah, the Shalah. Reish Mesifta, u'pasach me'achar shekabronim is'askim kol ha'shona. He says, no, the Chevra Kadisha, who's the normal Chevra Kadisha, who's Mavatel from their Malacha to be Osek the whole year, has the right to do it. You can't take it away from them. Mavatel Neskem Yisasku Gam Kein Im Atzadik. Raki Miyurtsu HaKabronim Mirtsono HaTov Levater. If they want to be Vater, Le'ez HaNoshim Chashuvim B'Shvil Tovas Hatzadik Harishus Biyadim Ad Kan. But they can't force them. The Talmidim don't have the right. The regular Chevra Kadisha who does it all the time, they can do the Tar. If they want to say, okay, it's your Rebbe, we'll give you the opportunity. They could, but they're not mechuyev to do so. Yeah. What does Moreno Harav Akiva Popper say? So what happened? He left, like Rabbi Talaki was saying? So he left, you mean he was born in Lunchitz? How long was he in Lunchitz for?
He was born in Lunchitz, studied under Salman Luria in Lublin.
What, the Marshal?
And he served in Shiva in Lvov.
Lvov?
Lvov
is in Galicia, right?
That's Lember.
Lember, Dr. Lamb, I think, is from there. I think he was from Lvov. I remember once at the Reitz dinner, Dr. Lamb couldn't be at the Reitz dinner because his grandson was getting bar mitzvah and they wanted to have it in Lvov. So they made a video of Dr. Lamb sending greetings from Lvov.
Who
was the Shalom?
Right.
Who? 1616. So he left the Lunchitz and he went to Prague.
So he was born in Poland and he studied under this rabbi who was also in Poland, in a different city. Then he served as a yeshiva in Lvov, which is in Ukraine, and then he was born a rabbi in Prague.
It's interesting. But so that's the Kliyoker. Wow. So look at the Magen Avraham now. You see, now that we saw all these sources, now you can see two lines in the Magen Avraham, which you would never understand totally. Now you see the whole thing. Take a look. Says the Magen Avraham, Kufnim Gimel, Sifkat Mem Aleph, page 12. Rashan Lishon, Yesh Omim Shem Miktas Rotsim Lispalo. Okay, let's skip that. That's something else. Go further down. Anashim Shechzikim Lukmor Mesim. People that were muchzak to be kover mesim. Ein yicholim limchos ba'acherim, shabal likvor shavasiyas ha-mitzvah, kolecha rosa liskos.
In other words, you can't take the mitzvah and say another person can't come in. Who's that? That's the Mishmatei Shmuel. That's the Mem Shin. U'didaseinu yesh chaburus memuni l'kach.
So he's mashma the Magen Avraham. If there was a minoy, then that's it. It's mashma the Magen Avraham that if people just got it without a minoy, then he would side with the Mishpatei Shmuel. But if there's a minoy, then once you have a minoy, that's it. That's yours. You can't undo a minoy. Even if it's not like an official srara that you're in charge of, you know, it's a minui. You know, it's not like, you know, so that's once it's a minui, it's a minui. Even on a mitzvah. So that's, yeah, what do you say, author? So in the end, he's seeming to say that if it's that by a mitzvah, if you were mamuna for the mitzvah, then you could keep it. Well, it depends. In other words, if you're saying the Mishpatei Shmuel is just speaking about even if it's not a minoy, then we can make a chiluk that if it would be between a minoy and not a minoy. But but the Marshach is mashma that even if there was no minoy, right? You did a mitzvah. You muksuk in the mitzvah. Yeah, what were you saying, Arthur? Right, so that's why it's a little very confusing, right? Because they don't agree. Right, he's putting it together in one parenthesis. Right. Yeah. See, in the old days it was very hard to... Magen Avraham is not easy to read. That's why you have to thank the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, that they managed to open up their eyes to the Magen Avraham. Now every Rosh Tevis is spelled out, and they tell you exactly where it is. You know, or else who would know Mem Shin? Who in the world would know who the Mem Shin was? I don't know, even the Gedolei Yisrael, the previous day, they would know who the Mem Shin was. You know, they didn't even, you know. So it's good. Even sometimes, you know, like Rav Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva will say pshat
in the Rishon of that, he didn't have the full thing. So then someone else would, argue with him because, and they would be right because they had the source. Like Rabbi Olber was a truva once in Mikvos about the Pshat and the Chasam Sofer. But that doesn't mean that Rav Moshe, even if the Chasam Sofer didn't say what Rav Moshe is claiming saying, but Rav Moshe could say it, so it's not such a problem. But it's just not necessarily the Pshat in that particular source. So it seems that what? That if there's a minui, then you can't be misalik a minui, unless the person, again, is not acting properly or something. But if the person's acting properly and he's doing his job and there was a minui, so then there's a minui. So then what if there was no minui? So is there a chazaka even without a minui? So Moshe Feinstein, as we'll see, holds maybe even without a minui. There's a famous tshuva here on page 22. In a baro poshut shemi sheniskabel l'rav be'ezeh beis medrash. In other words, a person who's the Rav in the Beis Medrash, he was accepted. Or to give Shiurim in the Beis Medrash. Bein Mikra, Bein Mishnayis, Bein Gemara, Bein Halacha. E efshar l'salko l'olam. K'sheleka alav tana barura. She'eskimu bezden al rabbanim mumchim. In other words, if a person has a chazaka that he was wasn't even appointed. Somehow they got the shear together. They got the shear together, and now they want to misalik him. So he says they're not allowed to, unless there's a taina barura, some real legitimate claim that has to be has to be looked into by an honest rabbanim. No one to compare about Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Lowe. But they had a reason.
Yeah, the Rabbi Meir, or the next one, the Harios,
was also gone. Because he didn't know. Maybe. Or what? Yeah, so Ramosha. And it's much for Ramosha, even if there wasn't a. It's not from these lines there was no minui. Then he writes, even if they, look what Rav Moshe writes, even if they have a contract, the cost of Shom Shurak al Meshach Ezizman ain't a clue. He has a 1-year contract, a 2-year contract. He says it doesn't matter. In other words, so like Rabbi Tuchman was saying, the word is, they give you a tranche now, they're not saying, he says, unless there's a real taina,
we had that issue with Moshe and
then he writes something very perplexing. He says, Kumdumani, Shebizman Shani Nimsa B'America, Ze Yosef Me'arboim Shana. I've been in America more than 40 years. Lo yira ap ve medina zu shehamnalim directors yisalku ba'atzmam rav amora. I don't know where he was. 4 years in America, I can tell you stories that people wanted to get rid of, rabbanim and things like that. I don't say this. He says he was 40 years in America and he didn't see anyone trying, any director trying to get rid of a rabbi.
Yeah.
Yes, I don't know how that
What's his point? So let's see, he says, "V'chem imelim miachas sheniskabel l'rav v'beis haknesset lidrosham b'shabbos v'yom tomim gam shilmu socher af im hamanalim echlitu l'salak einu klum chayovim b'chol hakovish enogim l'rav v'aschirish shesholmu u'tzrichim l'shalim b'ad kol hazman shelo shilmu." And then if they try to, I think what he's saying is that you see that the minig is to keep somebody. That's what he was saying. I think that's what someone told me he was saying. The minig is to keep somebody. One second. The question I was bothered by was, we saw the Ramah quotes the Shuvas HaRashba, that if it's the minig is Lizman, so then it's only Lizman. So someone explained to me the pshat is that he's assuming that the minig is not, just because you have a 1-year contract doesn't mean that the minig is to keep you just for 1 year. It's just, you know, people like to, you know, just write it out, you know. But a friend of mine who's a Rav said to me, in his contract, it's written beferish that you should have no chazakas. It's right in the, that you will not have a chazaka just because you're here for beferish in the contract. No chazakas. Yes, according to Rav Moshe, unless... I mean, someone told me that maybe Rav Moshe would be maskim if it's stated explicitly. 1-year contract, like Rabbi Tuchman said, that's not called explicit, that it's not for more than 1 year. It's just saying we're giving you that 1 year. Doesn't mean that we're not giving you a second year. But if...
Rav Moshe had this one, the one that was unnecessary about a marathon. Could it be that line is necessary to say what you're talking about?
Right, so where do you, so what's your answer?
I'm not sure what it is. But he tries to allude you, don't think it's what you think it is. Don't think I'm talking sound text. Chicago.
Okay, we don't put no names here for the best interests of the Jewish people.
What?
Which line are you talking? Right, he's saying even though that's what Rabbi Tuchman was saying to me. Even though he wrote a certain zman, so it doesn't mean that it's only for this zman. It means right now, this is it. But it doesn't mean that the minig is that we usually have. In other words, if the minig is that, say, there's a position in the community that it's known every year someone else gets that position. So then the minig is that if you got it for 1 year, but the way the works is, there was, an assistant rabbi position. And every year we want to have another assistant rabbi, if that would be the metzius. So then, you could say, then, no, this is the way it goes. The past 10 years, every year somebody else has had this position. So just because you were the assistant rabbi this year doesn't mean for next year. Right? But a rabbi who has a contract for a year, it's not muchach that it's only for a year. Right. Yeah. Right. In other words, the position of what Rabbi Tuck was saying is the position of the Rav in the community is to stay in the long term.
Right.
Right. It's not a job that the Minig HaOlam. See, that's what Minig HaOlam is to change over. That's what Rabbi Tuchman was saying. Yeah, it could always be Nishtana, yeah.
No, I'm saying, Kobe today,
you know, when I grew up, the rabbis were there for their, till they were old people. They didn't have the, now people, 10 years, and then they make Aliyah, so they didn't have that when I was
when I was growing up. When I was growing up, you were Rav until you were, you know, you were very old, and then you couldn't function as well, so then you retired, and they got someone else. Yeah, even the Ashkenazi community, it was like that. The Ashkenazi were like that also. In the new modern world, things it's a different type of thing. That's true. But on the other hand, I think the idea being is that the position is still an open-ended position. It's not a, like, there's certain positions that are known that's only a two-year internship or something like that, or, you know, it's built into the, you know, but this is, yeah, but a person, say, he's been the, so based on all these things, the person, say, was the Baal Tefillah in the shul. We discussed this last week. The Baal Tefillah in the shul for many, many years. And still an upstanding person. And his voice is not... So then they don't have a right. Even if it's not technically, see, I think what the Ginas Varad was pointing out, a srara doesn't have to be like technically a masara srara over you. A srara could just mean that you were, say, definitely if you were appointed to do a certain thing, an open-ended. So then, like, Shliach Tzibur is not known as a srara over it. He's not domineering over anybody, you know. But he was appointed. So then in other words, machlokes between the Mishpatei Shmuel and the Marshach. Mishpatei Shmuel says, unless it's a real srara, he takes a little. Unless it's a real srara, then you got to give chances to other people. So that could be, he would say it by a Shliach Tzibur also. You have to always give chances. So Rabbi Kellerman was telling me, like, the Young Israel movement is about, you know, letting the young people participate and not having these, you know... Yeah, I'm just saying as he told me in his shul, he tries to ask people, you know, who would be willing to give up their fact that they were doing this, you know... But he said he was telling me that the whole point of the, at Max's wedding, I was sitting at Max's wedding, we were talking about this, so I was repairing these packets during Max's wedding, not during the wedding. So that's like the Mishpatei Shmuel's type of thing, and the Marshach says that, no, it's not from the Marshach, that the people were doing this thing. They were no one appointed them. There was no. They were the, you know, the people who were doing it. So then you can't remove them unless they're doing something wrong. But you can't say, oh, we have to share, you know. And the Ginas Varadim, I don't know, how would you say the Ginas Varadim is holding? He says, any mitzvah is a chashivas, so it's like a srara. I think that... And he's... is he talking about you need a dafka minoy or even without a minoy? Told me the mitzvah to have yeshua malam chashivas. Okay, maybe it's with a minoy. But the point is, what were you saying? Who the Guinness Veradim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where does he say? Where does he say?
He says. Yeah.
Which paragraph? Which paragraph?
In the near one paragraph.
Yeah. Right, Kol Shekin him, but even the other people.
Right, I'm saying either of those two factors, either that Hashivas and Mitzvah, or the fact that he has like a gain, a star, or whatever.
Does he say you need both, or either way?
Either way, I'm saying, I don't think either of those is probably a minoy.
He's not talking about minoy. In other words, so if a person, Chechves, was doing a certain thing, and everyone knew he was in charge of this particular thing, then you don't have a right. It's a Hashivas without a minoy, without a minoy. Without a minoy. And then he would be saying against the Mishpatei Shmuel, right? And the Mishpatei Shmuel, how do you learn?
Well,
where does he say it? What's the first word on the line? So it means any type of minoy. Once there's a minoy, then that's considered a sror, even though you're not being sorer over anything. You're not being shoylet, but you're in charge of this thing. Okay, so you're the magachir, you're the shoylemeshiv, you're the this. So you got a minoy. So then that's it. You can't be misalik. Page 8. Yeah. But the Mishpatei Shmuel is mashma, he's making a chiluk between srara and just stama mitzvah. That in stama mitzvah, everyone has a right to share mitzvahs. Srara, then it's like malchus. I'm in charge of you. With the Mishpatei Shmuel. So that's what he said. Yeah, he says Bishul no imakila beru minu. So it's much more that he would be moide with a minui. So then it comes out that he would be moide. The question is, he's saying it even though there's no minui, and it could be the mashach is arguing him when there's no minui. But when there's a minui, it could be the machlokas. Do you agree with this, author? The machlokas mishmatei shmuel and the mashach is with no minui, and there's minui, then they would both agree. Yeah, so that would be, yeah, so but it says a minoy, that's it. It doesn't have to be that you're shoylet and so on. Once it says a minoy, hey, strara. A minoy is a strara, even if it's not, it's only to do certain things. We're going to see next week, Bez Hashem, the famous truva that Rav Moshe has. I didn't want to get to it today because it's too long. But Rav Moshe has this truva about a rebbetzin whose husband passed away, whether she can be in charge of the kashrus. Page 14. Yesh limnos isha lashkach al kashrus. But she is the head of the kashrus. He said, Dover ha'almana, ishus talmachachim, shemashkiach al kashrus, nishar below klum. She has no parnasa. She has no parnasa for the yisomim. So now, so could she be now the head of the kashrus organization? Could she be the head of, so we're not going to get to that today, but he's going to have a discussion between different types of srara and other things, but a poel and a srara. Okay, so that we'll see. But what we saw today is this machlokes mishpatei Shmuel and the Marshach, and then the Ginus Vradim is a very yesodistic thing, because it's not only, some people say, oh, Srara is only when, you know, I've heard, you know, different definitions. I've heard one Rav say the definition of Srara is like when you can fire somebody or something like that, but it's not sure from here that it's not necessarily about that. Because you're just ahead of the Chavar Kadisha, you're not firing anybody, not. But that could be, if you weren't appointed, so then that's a machlokes between the Mishpatei Shmuel and the Marshach, like the author just pointed out. But if you were appointed, then even though you're not in charge of anything to fire somebody or hire somebody or something like that, like a certain Rav may get that Hagdara, it would still be considered a Srara, and therefore it would be considered Chazakah. Of course, you could say the two separate things. It's Chazakah b'mitzvahs and the Srara, and the two separate things. The Ginus Vradim, I'm putting them together. That any minu and mitzvah is considered, Srara just means because it's a chashivas. So it's a chashivas to be zoicha, to be the one who's involved in the Chevra Kadisha. Or so anything, a magachi or a sholomachi, all these type of things are a chashivas to that. So then that's considered like a srara, even though you're not being sorer over somebody. Nonetheless, you have a minoi. And even if you didn't have a minoi, so then that's the machlokas, the Mishpatei Shmuel and the Marshach. Okay, Bezrat Hashem, next week, Siyata Dishmaya, we'll continue.